Our last article this month looks at streaming giant Netflix. How was it created? And how has it changed not just the way we consume television, but the way it is made?
Origins: Netflix versus the video store. In the mid-1990s, Reed Hastings, the head of an American software company, was late returning a DVD to his local Blockbuster video shop, which in those days was the giant of the video rental business. The store hit him with a $40 late fee. This was a terrible business decision by Blockbuster, perhaps one of the greatest mistakes in business history. Hastings was so outraged by the charge that he decided to invent a better video rental service than Blockbuster. His answer, in 1997, was Netflix, an online video rental service that posted DVDs to its customers by mail, so freeing it from the expense of having physical shops like Blockbuster. You could keep the movie as long as you wanted, so no late fees, but you had to post it back before renting another. In 2010, Blockbuster went bankrupt.
Streaming revolution. Netflix is unique as it has revolutionized its business model twice in its short existence. The first time was in 2007, when, having built a highly successful mail order business that shipped 1 million DVDs every day, Reed Hastings decided to change direction and stream content to American viewers instead. Clients and investors were shocked, but he'd understood the implications of something they hadn't noticed. Sales of tablets were booming, but nobody was buying DVD players anymore. To satisfy those unhappy clients, he finally agreed to bring back the mail order service, but it was the streaming service that exploded. From 2007 to 2010, the number of subscribers nearly tripled from 7.5 million to 20 million. In September 2010, it introduced its streaming service in Canada.
Original content. Netflix's second revolution in 2013 didn't just revolutionize Netflix, it revolutionized world television. By now, Hastings had realized that his company was in a fragile position because, although it was highly successful, it depended on TV and movie studios for all of its content. So, he decided that Netflix needed to create its own content. TV professionals ridiculed the idea because Netflix was basically a video shop with no creative experience. But they missed one essential detail. Netflix knew better than any TV channel exactly what, when, and how its subscribers were watching television. So it knew what they wanted to see. The proof came with its first original show, House of Cards, a political thriller that won multiple awards. Most radically of all, Netflix broke with decades of TV history by making all 13 episodes available simultaneously. The era of TV binge-watching had begun.
The first global TV channel. In January 2016, Netflix was launched in 130 countries simultaneously, taking its total to 190 and making it the world's first global TV channel. By the end of 2016, the number of subscribers had rocketed to 93 million people. Each of those people is paying around €10 a month, making Netflix's current revenue close to €1 billion a month. Annually, that is still less than the €13.5 billion it spends on creating and licensing content each year, but the two figures will soon match. In the meantime, no other channel has a comparable budget for original content, making it the ideal place for creatives to take their ideas. Last year, 5 out of the 10 most searched-for series in the world were by Netflix, including shows like Stranger Things and The OA. At the Golden Globes, The Crown, a Netflix production, won the award for Best TV Series. And The White Helmets, a Netflix production about volunteer rescue workers in Syria, won this year's Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. The question facing other channels, cable, terrestrial, or new arrivals such as Amazon Prime Video, is simple. Can they possibly compete?